man.
I just told my coaches it's be an interesting presser to listen to if that. But hey, you know what I said? I really wish you a lot of luck. I'm happy for you. Go get it, man. I'll see you.
Appreciate you, brother. All right, good luck. Thanks.
We're now pleased to be joined on the call by the head coach at Rhode Island, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your guys. You tie your school record for wins, rallied from 17 nothing down to win 20 to 17. Just talk about the game and the performance of your guys.
Well, you just listened to it from Greg, and I think he was spot on. I mean, I want to start with them because, I think we're very similar programs. He was on a run last year. We're on a run this year. I don't think we're very different. I think that everybody in this conference, as we know, each and every week has to be strapped up to play because the coaches are gonna get them ready to play. I told my guys going into this game that, this is a 3-win football team that's getting better and better, and I know that their coach is going to have them ready to play their best game, and we better be prepared. We came into the first half, and the significant lacking that we had, we played too high, where our pad level was too high. We were getting knocked off the ball a little bit. And they had their way, 17 nothing going in at half. We thought we had a spark in a huge punt return that it was incredibly reviewed and just determined that the kid had signified an illegitimate fair catch signal, which was, him really just trying to get to the ball the way we see it. But neither here nor there. Then we came out second half and things tightened up. It wasn't so much all the adjustments we had to make. I think we played better, we played lower. Defense picked a shutout in some very, very tough circumstances. I think when you look at, where we were productive and where the difference in the game, and Greg just mentioned it, in terms of our red zone performance, we were 2 of 2. They were 2 of 6. They had time of possession on their hands. We didn't do very well in third down. They did well. I think that, Greg's got a really good quarterback, just to validate what he was saying. But our kids hang in there. They found a way to win, and then to be able to finish it up with Wes Neal appropriately blocking that field goal was something special. I mean, the kid's a stalwart for us, and really appreciate the contributions he's made, and a lot of the seniors made huge plays during the course of that game.
First question is Mark from Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Nick, you're looking clean, man.
Yeah, thanks. The bosses are on the email early today, so getting ready to go here. So obviously, you've shown a lot of resilience here this season and within games. You have been able to play 60 minutes. You've been able to, play to the buzzer. I know you've been trying, I'm sure, in practice to change that. How do you get your team off to better start so that you don't keep coming from behind, here later in the season?
I guess if I had that answer, we'd be doing it already. But I mean, I think that, what's in them, obviously, in the laters in the game is in them in the first parts of the game. I thought this past week was more along the lines, seriously, of our fundamentals. We took the pads off of them all last week because we were so banged up. And I think that shows up. Habits can deteriorate very quickly. And when you look at the game of football, playing low, it's critically important to establish the line of scrimmage. We weren't doing it on either side. Our ability to get going fast, I mean, you see us at times, we can get it. The other teams have had something to do with that. The other teams have done a really good job keeping our offense off the field by, extending long drives. So I don't have a great answer. We want to start fast. We want to be able to win by 2 touchdowns, 3 touchdowns, have one of those games, but it just hasn't been that way. So we'll make an effort. You sit there and look at what we do offensively and defensively. We'll be aggressive like we always are. It won't be a play call change. We just got to try to execute a little bit better and see if we can stay on the field a little bit longer.
And then, secondly, for me, I had asked Coach Merritt about this, when he played Brown, and obviously you guys played Brown, you both defeated Brown. So this is virtually the state championship this weekend. With there being a Governor's Cup, would you like in the future maybe for something to sort of be on the line with, this budding rivalry between your program and Bryant here, maybe just something for the state championship?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's recognized. I mean, I think once we started all playing one another and we're committed to that for a long period of time, I think that the state championship is something that should be awarded. It should be recognized, and we could come up with some good ideas on how we do it. I think the Governor's Cup has too much history to be able to involve somebody else. But I do think that, if there is a state championship component that we can have and further publicize all of our programs, I think it would be healthy. What we have to come up with, I don't know. Maybe it's a battle for an anchor, a battle for something. But the anchor's kind of ours, so we got to figure out something neutral to battle for. But I'd love to see that. Any good ideas from anybody listening? Let's send them in, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Plus, it means Coach Phlegm has to show up in a suit to some sort of press conference or something like that. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
that means you got to get dressed up too, pal.
every day.
Okay.
Thanks, Coach.
Next question from Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Thanks very much, Rob. Hey, Coach.
Steve.
Coach, a word about AJ Penya. He had a couple of sacks and 2.5 TFLs and moves into second place in both categories all time at URI.
Couldn't do just a couple words, but if you wanted just 2 words, he's a warrior leader, and he's really the heartbeat of our squad. He's a very intense football player that absolutely loves the game, loves the preparation, loves everything about it, and his excitement, his excitability. If I was to relate it to someone we all know, it's the way Ray Lewis used to play. Ray Lewis, I knew a buddy of mine who coached Ray and on that squad, and said that they never had to worry about the defense running hard because Ray would take care of that. And AJ's kind of the same way.
And if I can follow up with your with the defense overall, Coach, against Delaware, you created a couple of turnovers. You did that again against Albany with a couple of picks in this game. Do you see an evolution there as far as this team as far as being able to take that ball away a little bit?
Well, I mean, the picks are the picks, and then yeah, absolutely. We haven't had too many going into the last couple of games, and we were able to find a way to get them last weekend, thank goodness. But we want the tap to open up a little bit more. We're not doing a good enough job getting balls off of people in the run game, causing fumbles, recovering them. We're still chipping away at that minus 10 margin. I think we got it to minus 8, maybe. Maybe. And so it's a very critical component. We don't want to turn it over on offense, and we want to try to go ahead and get 3 to 4 a game as we go forward. That makes life a lot easier and probably helps adjust some of the other things that were weak in, particularly time of possession. If you take a couple balls off of people, during the then the time of possession may have a chance to go ahead and even up as well. So not enough, but we are seeing an evolution, and we're always praying for a whole bunch more. When that tap gets opened, it's a special thing. Thinking I had 1 year, I had 43 in 1 year, and it was, I was for a game, and it was kind of the expectation. And we haven't had that kind of flood yet, so we're still waiting for it to turn on.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Yep. Next question from Kevin Stone. Go ahead, Kevin.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Kev, how you doing?
Good, man. Thanks. Obviously, you guys are focused on you right now, but how much can you pay attention to the high school playoffs around, New England?
We pay attention. We sit there and talk about it as a staff and try to figure out who's going where. And if we have an opportunity to get out and about and see a couple of those games, we'll certainly show up and do that.
And just one more quick follow-up. Can your kids right now use those big games in high school to kind of lean on and down the stretch here?
In terms of if they'd been involved in championship games before, those kinds of things?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I go through and I say, anybody who's won a championship, raise your hand, and it's not what you would think. You don't have 90% with their hands raised. They're not all champions coming out. They're hard to come by. Those that have, I think certainly understand the significance, but we're at a higher level. We're at a more significant deal, and I think that they're carrying a lot of history at this place right now along with them. It's been a long time since it's happened. Does experience in those kinds of games help? Yes. Will it make a difference for us? I don't know. We gotta keep focused and just play ball the way we've been playing it, and try to go ahead and make sure we can establish a little bit better of a lead early.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
And before I let you go, just you talked about the rivalry with Bryant and the importance of it, but just talk about the Bryant team and the challenges they present for you.
Yeah, I think, it starts off with their motivation. I think they're extremely well coached. I really like Coach Merritt and his staff. I think that he does it the right way, and he does it with the right intent. I look at them, I got into them last night for, a couple of games, so I can't say I know everything, but what I see is a team that really likes to throw the ball. He's throwing it all over the yard, and he's accurate, and he's good, and got a couple of receivers that are really, really impressive players to watch. I think their offensive line does a good job protecting, and they're not running it as much as I thought that they would be. Defensively, I think they always do a good job. They know what they're doing. They play within the structure, and then the special teams component is concerning. So, I mean, they're another CA team, and then you got to throw. It really is amazing. You just have to throw the records out each and every week. These guys are going to come in loaded for bear because they want to be the state champion in the state of Rhode Island, and it's a significant honor. And both of us have a chance to knock that off on Saturday. So, we're playing for a lot, but again, we're playing to be able to beat Bryant, right up the road, and we need to be able to maintain, in a good world, dominance in the state, at least, this year. It's going to change at some point in time, but we want to keep that moniker as long as we can.
All right, Jim. Thanks as always for the time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it,
Thank you.
Rob.